Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 25th day of the month of Tammuz. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children, Chaya Yal Shoshana, Bas Chana Friedel, Halini Orna, Bas Chayin Chana, Tinok Ben Nechama Devorah, and Tinok Ben Siona Sara. May those in need of a refuah have a refuah shalema quickly. And additionally, please keep in mind all those being held captive. Arvin Netanel Ben Sonia Siona in Iran, Evan Gershkovitz in Russia, and of course our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza. I'm just going to pause for a moment as I'm having some technical difficulties. Stand by for one moment.
On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Nachi Klein of the Young Israel of Northridge in Los Angeles, California, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Klein slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and English, the Mishaberach for Sahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and Rabbi Klein will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Klein.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. Welcome everybody to the call, or good afternoon or good morning, wherever you may be, or perhaps even good evening. What I'd like to discuss today is elements of tefillah and how we can perhaps enhance our tefillos and get more feeling into our tefillos to recognize where we stand. As we stand now during the 3 weeks, I'd like to share with you a couple of thoughts. The first is an idea from Rav Dessler and Nistav Melio and Chelis Beis. He has a concept called Golos Hashina, when the divine presence is in exile. Says Rav Dessler that if you want to be able to have the divine presence dwell within you, what that means is Hakaras Hashem Bifnim Halev. When you recognize Hashem in the inner workings of your heart, that's when you now have the divine presence actually dwell amongst you. As we know, the famous idea of Vishachanti Besochem, when referring to the building of the Mishkan, that it means not Besocho, not that Hashem's divine presence will be within it, but rather it will be in every one of us. It's Betocham, means that when you make your heart to the state where you're able to actually feel this recognition that Hashem is with you, that itself is called Vishachanti Besocham. Even when a person is going through a dark time, a difficult experience that they're going through, what he calls Hester Gadol, person still has to recognize that Hashem is still there with them and that he still has this divine spark that lives and burns through him and enlightens him and ignites him to be able to do great things within this world. And he goes on to explain that when a person no longer feels that, when a person no longer feels that Hashem is inside of him, and he feels he's forlorn and he can't go on any further and there's no other hope, there's nothing left, at that point, that's when we call Golos Hashchina. That's when the divine presence is in exile, not just from the overall Jewish people, but from ourselves. And therefore, says Rav Dessler, there's a concept called Golos Hashchina Shel HaPrat. There's a concept called that the divine presence is in exile from the individual, And then when it becomes a global pandemic where most people don't feel it, that's when it becomes Golus HaShechina Bechlal. That's when the Jewish people have an experience where they no longer feel the divine presence. That means for every one of us, we can actually work on this particular idea that I can bring the divine presence within me and I can actually feel God's closeness. And then and the mitzvah v'shachanti b'socham, where the divine presence is there, is actually because I'm working on that. And anyone, says Rav Dessler, who is lo margish bazeh, who cannot feel this, and he doesn't feel the pain that God's not with him, then it's a simon to him, it's a sign that he has a state of chorban, a state of destruction within himself. So once we feel pained, that I feel a lacking of closeness to Hashem, when I feel pain that I want to get close, but I don't feel that connection itself, that is not actually Golus HaShechina, that is actually Vishachanti B'tocham. That when you feel pain, that you don't feel that closeness, that is actually part of the rebuilding. So any moment in your life when you feel a sense of distance from God and you feel this void, that itself is actually the point of growth, of drawing closer to Hashem. Because you recognize it, because you recognize the distance, therefore that actually means that the divine presence is actually within you. And we generally say, as we say on this call, Tehillim Kuf Lamed and Kuf Chaf Aleph, and there's a distinction between the two, of Shir Hamalos and Shir Lamalos. There is only one Shir Lamalos, but we have the 15 Shir Hamalos. And it's been explained that the Shir Hamalos, Mimam Makim, is when I call out to Hashem from the depths. When I call out to Hashem from the depths, I feel so far, far away, but I'm still calling out. Whereas Shir Lama Alos means it's a song of ascent, and I'm calling out from the steps. I find myself actually climbing upward. And they're going to be two different life experiences, you find, that even when you feel somewhat distant, but nonetheless, you feel like I'm actually getting closer, I'm building my relationship. That is the Shir Lama Alos experience that we go through. But sometimes you don't even feel that. You feel a sheer hamalos. I feel so far down. I don't even see the steps. There's no way I can actually get to the steps. I'm actually nimam ma'akim. I'm actually in the place of death. Both are important aspects of our prayers, of our tfilos. And sometimes you experience one, sometimes experience the other, and sometimes you'll actually experience both of those. One of the things that we can do for ourselves when it comes to our prayers is that we have to ensure that our prayers are not by rote, that we don't just simply repeat the words over and over again. Sometimes my students ask me, like, but I have so many people that I need to pray for. What should I do? So I tell them, you know, even though you have a big Refuah Shleimah list, unfortunately, oftentimes people have their list of cholim, of sick people that they need to pray for, and they have this extra card or their extra piece of paper. And it came to the point that they even know the list by heart, that it's as if it's just another page in their Shemoneh Esrei. And although they're davening for people, but that prayer itself has become rote. And a person has to be careful that their prayers don't just become another word. And a chola or a sick person doesn't just become another word that's in my Shemoneh Esrei. And the suggestion that is given is that one day a tila should not include that. If you want to daven for someone for a chola, for someone who needs a shidduch, do it. Make sure you have, let's say, if you're doing a retzifus, a connection of 40 days, do it. But don't make it that it's rote and you no longer have the feeling for it. So if you daven twice a day or three times a day, one of those tefillos, you should take that out. Take out that list or mix up the list or do something else. You actually have a sense of feeling of closeness and that your tefillos have value and not just simply mitzvos anasha milimud and not just simply a rote experience that you're actually going through. One of the words that we learn through tefillah is a Gemara and a Medrash, the Gemara in Brachos, that tells us that Avram got up, Asher Amad Sham, and he prayed in that place. How do we know that the word Amad means prayer? So it comes from a Pasuk in Tehillim. And that Pasuk in Tehillim is Vayamod Pinchas Vayipalel. The Pasuk in Tehillim Kavav, in Pasuk Lamed, it says that Pinchas was standing there Vayipalel. Our Lashon of tefillah means Vayipalel. So that's how we know that Amida and tefillah come together. What does vayipalel mean? The Mefarshim explain over there that vayipalel, as the Malbim says, it comes from a pasuk in Shmos, min asan b'flilim. The Mesuzos explains that he created a mishpat. that your tefillah itself was a sense of justice that took place. When you have a prayer with Hashem, it's not just simply supplication, it's actually a conversation. And that conversation often takes the place of you trying to prove a point, of you not just simply asking for things, but it's actually, you're acting as a lawyer to show that this is why I need this. This is why Klal Yisrael need this. This is why these people should be saved. These people should be healed. It's not just simply a request. It's actually a conversation. Some say even a vikuach, somewhat of a battle. Your tefillah should not be looked at something that you are just asking, but rather you're conversing, having a connection, and actually having a discussion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the power of tefillah. So before we go on to Tehillim, just to review for ourselves, we have the concept of Galus Hashchina, exile, and this concept is when you forget that Hashem is with you. And when you can have the sense of the Shechina with you, Hashras Hashchina, that is when you feel the connection to Hashem. There's different levels of tefillah, feeling the Shir Lamalos and Shir Hamalos, of going up the steps and finding yourself down. There's tefillah by rote, and ensuring that our lists don't become another page in our sitter. And there's the tefillah of Vayipalel, which means it's a vikuach, it's a conversation, it's a discussion that you have with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. These are ways that we can connect ourselves more to our tefillah and make our tefillah more meaningful to us, and we'll have a great bracha within the prayers that we have. We now continue with Tehillim, and we'll begin with Tehillim Chas, number 20. Lam Naseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzarai Tagev Hashem L'Yakov Yishlach Ezecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Menchosecha V'yolach Yidash Netzehela Yitain Lecha Kevavecha V'chol Atasecha Yimalei Neranana V'shuasecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgo Yimalei Adonai Kol Meshalosecha Ate Yedati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicho Yaneu Mishmei Kodcho Kufchaf Aleph 121. This is the Shir Lamalos that I mentioned. Shilamalos, Esainayela Harimeyai, Yavo Hazi, Ezimeyna Dunayote Shamayim Lores, Ayutema Motra, Glachayanoi Shamrecha, Hine, Ilyan, and Malayishan, Shamay Sohel, Adonai Shamrecha, Adonai Tuchayadiminecha, Yamam Shamishloyaka Echo, Yerachma Laila. Adonai Shmurcha Mikara Yishmuras Nafshecha Adonai Yishmur Tetzavacha Me'atam Yadolam Tehillim Kuf Lamed Shir Hamalos Shir Hamalos Imam Hakim Krasicha Adonai Adonai Shema V'Koyli Kenaz Nefa Keshuv Osa Kol Tachanunai Im Avonot Tishmar Yadonai Miyamod Kimcha Asicha Laman Tevarei Kirisi Adonai, Kivasa Nafshi, Lidvaro, Ochalti, Nafshi Adonai, Mishomer Mavoker, Shomer Mavoker, Echel Yisrael, El Adonai, Kim Adonai, Achesev, Rebbe Mofizos, Bo Yildes Yisrael, Mikol, Avonosav, Tehillim Kuf, Mem Beis 142. Askim David Yosov Amaras Tefina Kolil Adonai Ezra Kolil Adonai Etzana Neshpoch Lepanav Sichi Tarasi Lepanav Agin Hizhati Kol Aruchi Etayidat En Sivati Baruch Yalech Temnu Pachri We continue with Achenu in Hebrew, followed by English. Achenu kobeis Yisrael, hanatunim batoro v'ashem ya'omdim bein bayam uvein bayar basal, makum yirachim alayim yotim yitar alavacha, yafeil aliyor mishibu lugula, ashtav agalav zman, kariv namar, amen. Our brothers and sisters, or the entire house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on Sinai land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Continue with the Mishaberach for Chayalei Tzahal. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Omdim HaMishmar, Tzini V'Rei Eloheinu, Migvul Halvanon, Yad Shem Bechasi Yishuha Vateret Nitzachon Vikun Behem HaKasuv Ki Adonai Lechem Alech Imachem Elchem Imachem Imai Vekem Ashishem Enomar Amen. Now we're going to say the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim prayers for those in captivity. Mishaberach Avosteinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron Dovid Shlomo Yivarach V'Yishmar V'Yintres Enedre Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael U'Shvuyav As kol achinu nesinu b'tzara v'shiv, ya b'avor shekol akhal, ha-kadosh hazeh mitzvah b'avur, ha-kadosh roch hu yimali rachim aleyhem, v'yosi mechoshech, mechoshech v'tamavis, v'mos roseyem yinatek, v'mitzikoseyem yoshiyem, v'yishivei mehir alachek mishvach oseyem, yodu adonai chazo, v'netlosu v'nei adam, v'yikam v'hem mikra shekazu v'ti adonai yishuvun, we're going to recite the prayer for the sick, and we'll pause for everyone to insert the names at the appropriate time. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim, Aleihem Rachim Uberachotam Lach, Yikamach Yosam Yishlach Lehem Neirach, Vashem Amen Hashamayim, Vairamach Yerush HaSagidah, Yichol Bukha Besach Shach Meisach, Vosan Nefesh Rufu HaSagu, Ashtah Bagal Zman, Karib and Amar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Klein. I look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, Amir Tashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, civic strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.